At a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing, the panel's top Democrat, Senator Joe Biden of Delaware, underscored the threat posed by shoulder-fired missiles, tactical missiles, and other small arms and light weapons.
These weapons are, as I said, not weapons of mass destruction, but they cause more deaths and destruction year in and year out and around the globe than all the world's strategic weapons. From Colombia in the Andes to Central Africa and South Asia, the automatic weapon in the hand of a criminal, the explosive and missiles in the hand of a terrorist, pose a tremendous threat to U.S. personnel and interests as well as to friendly governments and societies.
The committee's chairman, Senator Richard Lugar of Indiana, is proposing legislation to step up U.S. efforts to curb the threat posed by such weapons. In 1991, Lugar and the former Senator Sam Nunn established a program to help states of the former Soviet Union control and protect their nuclear weapons, weapons usable materials, and delivery systems. Under Lugar's current proposal, conventional weapons would be added to the program. But the Bush administration is reacting coolly to the plan. Under Secretary of State for Arms Control and International Security, Robert Joseph, said the United States has been making progress in conventional weapons eradication, saying the State Department, with help from the Defense Department, has destroyed or disabled some 17,000 shoulder-fired missiles and other light weapons so far. He said President Bush has requested $8.6 million in next year's budget to continue the effort. Joseph dismissed lawmakers' appeals that money be shifted from other accounts to pay for an expanded effort to crack down on conventional arms, saying that combating weapons of mass destruction is a higher priority.
Sure, we could spend additional money, but it would be important that that money not be taken out of other accounts that reflect other priorities.
Chairman Lugar said the administration should be spending more on the threat posed by conventional weapons.
My own view with regard to the weapons of mass destruction, as well as these extremely important so-called conventional weapons, is that if there is an urgent threat, we must meet it. And this is not simply a bookkeeping tabulation.
Democrat Biden agreed, saying the administration had misplaced priorities.
I promise you, a conventional airliner comes down in this United States with one of these weapons. Whew, you're going to find this is the highest priority in the minds of every American citizen.
It's not clear when the Senate may act on Lugar's legislation. Deborah Tate, VOA News, Capitol Hill.